Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like to discuss, we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. Well, Andrew will be with us today and tomorrow, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, so if you've got a question or it's a great opportunity to speak directly with the author of the new book that refutes 45 lies Christians have been told through the years, it's called Twisted Scripture, and we'll talk more about that shortly. But whatever question you have or whatever issue you'd like to discuss, I encourage you to call right now in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it, because it's Basic Gospel, and Andrew, it's good to have you with us today. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks, Bob. Great to be with you. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about Galatians chapter 1 today and how it just defines all that Basic Gospel is about. Here the Apostle Paul says, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ, and you're turning to a different gospel," mm-hmm. "which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion. They're trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we've already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be accursed." And Bob, you know, those are strong words from the Apostle Paul. He is irate. He is ticked off. He is frustrated. He's got a righteous anger because he taught those Galatians a very straightforward truth, a very straightforward gospel that was Jesus-centered. And lo and behold, give them 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days, and they flubbed it up. I mean, they got distracted by a different message. It was Jesus plus Moses. It was Jesus plus the law. It was Jesus plus circumcision. It was Jesus plus self-improvement. But, you know, that's why Basic Gospel exists. We're here to clear these things up. And, you know, you mentioned my book, Twisted Scripture, and that's what happens. Yeah. I mean, even as early as Paul's letters, they were twisting his words back then. And fast forward 2,000 years later, Bob, and here we are again, people twisting the truth. And what are we doing? Well, on this program every day, we're untangling those lies, right, and we're shining a bright light on the finished work of Jesus Christ. And quite frankly, that's a lot of fun to do.
I guarantee you, it truly is. We've been doing it a long time. You and Bob Christopher and I, we've been doing it a really long time. And it, as you said, it is fun, but it's also very, very rewarding. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, and we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. And friends, September 6th and 7th are the dates of something special on the Basic Gospel calendar. Those are the dates for the Simply Grace Conference. And if you are loaded down and burned out trying to be a Christian, there is a better way than trying to be a Christian. We invite you to join Bob Christopher for Simply Gospel, Simply Grace, I'm sorry, a seminar designed to strengthen your faith in who Jesus is, what he has done, and how to live in his love. The seminar is for believers, it's for seekers, for the young in faith, for the mature in faith. It doesn't matter who you are, it's for you. We look forward to meeting you and sharing Jesus together. So whether you live in the United States or Canada or elsewhere in the world, we invite you to this Dallas Area Conference Friday evening and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. All the information is online at basicgospel.net/events. We would love to meet you and share Jesus, as I said. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events for the Simply Grace Conference. Well, again, Andrew Farley joining me. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us today. And again, open lines at 844-322-2742. And Andrew, a question from Deborah in Wilmington, North Carolina. She says, "How can I be a light for others when I have mental and physical health issues?"
Well, you know, Bob, that is something that so many believers worldwide struggle with, physical symptoms. You know, I have a blood disorder called hemochromatosis, and that's a long word to simply represent high iron. And when you get that high iron going, it affects all kinds of things in your body over the years. And, you know, we're in a fallen world, and because of the death and the disease and the flawed DNA and all of this messed up world that's coming at us, I mean, it's a time, it's an opportunity for us to trust Christ in ways that we simply would not otherwise. And so, you know, I hear what she's saying. Why is God allowing this? And how can I shine? And how can I let Jesus live through me? And I would say all the more a reason to let Jesus be your comforter and your counselor and your guide into all truth. I mean, you know, Paul talked about how this outer shell, this body is decaying, and yet there's something inwardly that is greater. There's a treasure in these earthen vessels, and the outer man is decaying, but the inner man is being renewed. And that's our hope. Our hope is in the eternal. Our hope is not in the visible. Our hope is not in the physical. There's a beautiful hope at the end of this story, and that is that we get new resurrection bodies. There's a reason for heaven. There's a reason for a future hope. You know, a lot of slick talking preachers out there are saying if you just had more faith, then you could faith your way into a better body. You could faith your way into more wealth and health. And, you know, Paul talked about the secret of contentment in all of our circumstances. And I can't help but think that Paul went through some pretty radical circumstances. I mean, he was tortured, stoned, imprisoned, beaten, you name it. And then he had this thing, this physical thing called a thorn in the flesh. And he said, God, would you take it from me? Take it from me. Take it from me. Three times he begged the God of the universe to just snap his fingers or speak it into existence and he would have been healed. Yeah. But God's response was so intriguing. God's response was that his power is made perfect in our weakness. And so, you know, I can't help but think that in the times that we feel weakest, those are simply reminders of, hey, you know what? Not only is this body weak, but it's going to totally fail us. It will fail us completely at some point. And then we will rely completely on the eternal. So for right now, we've got this treasure in earthen vessels. His name is Jesus Christ. He is worthy of our trust. And when things turn south, when all of our feelings are up, down, and all over the place, and we're riding the roller coaster of earthly experience, that's when we need to be reminded most, hey, there's a reason that the Holy Spirit is called the Counselor and the Comforter, and he shines most brightly when we are in pain and turmoil. That's his specialty.
Indeed, indeed. Andrew, thanks for that. And Deborah, hope you're listening and hope that's a help to you. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can call 844-322-2742 anytime, 24 hours a day. And if you call right now, as a matter of fact, at about 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, while you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can speak directly with the author of Twisted Scripture, Andrew Farley, who is here with me today and tomorrow. So take advantage of him being here. Well, again, 844-322-2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada, and we would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Andrew, this question is in response to one of our Facebook posts that said, Jesus Christ delivered you out of darkness. He came to live inside you. Your hope of living life to the full is anchored to his power and his presence in you. So the question is, why does someone who has placed their faith in Jesus go into the world and be completely overcome with sin? That's from Jessica, who also contacted us from North Carolina.
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Jessica. I would assume that it's one that any thinking Christian is going to ask is when they wake up and have their day. Maybe they've heard a fantastic sermon on Sunday. Maybe they've had a great Bible study with friends last Wednesday or whatever, and here they are. And they're confronted with temptation just like anybody else on the planet. And so you just want to say, where's the power? Where's the victory? Where's the hope? And I would say that it really boils down to two things, Jessica. I mean, first of all, is there a knowing of what Jesus has done for us? Because I think a lot of Christians, their understanding of the gospel is basically forgiveness in heaven. That, you know, you're forgiven of all your sins, and boy, there's going to be a lot of them. So thank God you're forgiven. And then thank God you're going to heaven, because this place stinks sometimes, and we're looking forward to the new. And that is basically some people's understanding of the Christian faith. And so, Bob, you know, when I think about this question, I think, you know, so many Christians don't know the whole message. Right. And so, you know, here comes a sinful thought down the pipeline of my mind. Let's say it's a gossipy thought or a critical thought or a lustful thought. And if I think what so many have told me, if I think, well, I'm just a dirty worm, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner, I'm forgiven, but that's it. I'm just I've got a dirty heart, and I'm distant from God, and I'm out of fellowship half the time, and I've got a sinful nature. All I want to do is sin. I've got a deceitful, wicked heart. But apparently, the pastor on Sunday told me I'm supposed to say no to this temptation, but everything within me apparently is wanting to say yes. So there's the rub. I mean, there's the conflict. Apparently, God has invited me to fake it. See, I've got a wicked heart, but I'm supposed to live righteous. I've got a deceitful heart, but I'm supposed to tell the truth. I've got a sinful heart, but I'm supposed to live like a saint. And as long as I believe those lies, then temptation is going to be more and more difficult. And what is the truth here? Well, I need to know that there's more than forgiveness. At salvation, there is way more than forgiveness. God says, I take out your heart of stone and I give you a new heart. Romans 6 tells us that it's an obedient heart. So I've got a new obedient heart where Christ lives. And apparently, he's given me a new spirit and a new heart, and he's given me his spirit living inside of me. And that is what I need to know. I need to know that when those thoughts travel down the hallway of my mind, they're not coming from me. And I think I need to say that twice. That thought is not coming from me. It's coming from a power called sin. It's coming from a parasite, a force that wants to have its way with me. But I am dead to that thought. I am dead to the power of sin. I am alive to my God. I am connected to Christ. I have a new nature. I have new passions and desires. And here's the clincher. I would say so many Christians struggle to believe this, but here it is. I don't really want to sin. Now, if you will believe that about yourself, I'm telling you, it is revolutionary. I don't really want to sin. I want what God wants. And that is true of every believer, because they've got that new heart, they've got those new passions and desires, they've got that new nature, and they're joined to Jesus. Yes, the flesh is going to feed us all kinds of thoughts and temptations, and some of those thoughts are going to feel very familiar from our past. Maybe they are little rabbit trails that we traveled 1 and 5 and 100 times, and then that rabbit trail turned into a two-lane road, and then that two-lane road turned into a major highway. And, you know, they start to feel familiar because those thoughts have been entertained over and over and over. But it doesn't change the truth. And if you will exit off of that highway, and this is where choice comes in, I mean, God is a gentleman. He's going to let us choose. But I will promise you that if you choose to exit that highway and go off on the trail, what feels like maybe a small trail at first, the trail of trusting Christ in you and knowing, you know what, he has the market cornered on fulfillment. There's no life and no joy and no peace and no fulfillment outside of him. And if you trust that truth, then, Bob, you know what, you look back on that decision and you say, thank God. Now, how many times have Christians looked back on their decision to sin and said, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that fantastic? I can't wait until the next time. Well, if you're born again, you've got a heart that regrets sin. And so when we choose to sin, our heart cries out. We long for something deeper and more meaningful and richer. And that is what Jesus has given us, life in him. So You know, I would say it comes down to, do you know who you are? Do you know about your heart? Do you believe that you're clean and close to God? And then lastly, are you willing to make that choice in the moment? Will you choose? It's not magic. There is no magic wand. It's not something that happens automatically. God is a gentleman to us, and he lets us choose, and he lets us make that choice to believe him, that he knows best about us, and he knows how to fulfill us. So, Bob, those are my thoughts, and I hope that's an encouragement to Jessica.
I do too, Andrew, and I can't see how it wouldn't be. That's just really good stuff, my friend, and thank you for that. Again, open lines, 844-322-2742. In just a moment, we're going to go to Temple, Texas, and speak with Aaron. But right now, Andrew, we've talked about it in recent weeks, the new book that is becoming very, very popular called Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. And so, Andrew, for those who haven't heard, what's it all about and how can listeners get a copy?
Yeah, well, you know, right now we've got copies available at Basic Gospel for a donation of any amount this month. I believe, Bob, that's part of what we're offering as a thank you gift to people that are giving and donating to the ministry of Basic Gospel. You know, what is the book about? Well, it's got a number of sections in it. The first section is all about the lies that we've heard concerning salvation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people have been told you're not saved unless you got dunked in water. People are told, well, maybe you've been saved 20 minutes, but you might lose it if you ruin it on your end. And so it's up to you. It's up to you to keep up your end of the bargain. And if you fail, then God's going to ditch you. And everything from, you know, depart from me, I never knew you, cramming that down Christians' throats and making them feel scared. And things like, you know, I'm going to blot you out of the book of life, those sort of belief systems. And then you look at the scripture and it's the exact opposite. God says, I'll never blot you out. And it's a promise of assurance instead of something that we need to be quaking in our boots about. So, you know, this book is designed to expose the lies that we've heard over the years, and then really highlight the truth that Jesus said would set us free, and that's real. I mean, the truth really does set you free. So, Bob, everything from forgiveness to salvation to identity in Christ to spiritual gifts and church discipline and all kinds of issues, you know, we've heard so much stuff out there that makes us scared of God, and we've been wounded many times by church groups. And so this book is designed to say, wait a minute, let's get back to the heart of our Father and let's see the goodness, the healthiness of what he wants us to really believe.
Indeed, indeed. Andrew, that's just, as I said, that's just great stuff. And we have open lines right now, 844-322-2742, but Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. And you can get a copy, as Andrew said, through Basic Gospel. Here you go, Amazon.com, Basic Gospel. No. Greg is correcting me. Okay, no Amazon. BasicGospel.net/twisted. We had a little game change there right in the middle of the program, but that's okay. BasicGospel.net/twisted for Andrew's book, Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. Okay, friends, we're going to go down to, as I said, Temple, Texas, and speak with Aaron. Hi, Guy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Good to hear from you.
I got a question for Andrew. I got the book. Thank you for Twisted Scripture.
God, yes. Great. Thank you.
And my question is concerning, you said it a while ago, concerning New Covenant, and Jeremiah and Ezekiel talked about it. He said in that day he would give us a new heart. We know he's talking about the new spirit, and he would put his spirit within us. But my question is, I understand a new heart, spiritual desires, God's desires, but what he said he was going to put a new spirit in us. What does that mean? A new spirit? Give us a new spirit.
Yeah.
Not pertain to his spirit, but give us a new spirit. That's what I want. What does that mean? I'm going to get off and hang up, and I'm going to listen to you.
All right, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
You have hit the sweet spot for me, my friend. This is a big deal, and I think it's definitely worth talking about. A fantastic question. So there is a human part of us called our spirit. And it doesn't start with a capital S in the Bible. It does not start with a capital S for a good reason. We're not talking about the Holy Spirit here. We're talking about your human spirit. And, you know, Paul talks about it as the new man or the new self or the inner man or the new creation. There is a part of you that spiritually connects to God. Now, at salvation, many Christians, Aaron, they think that here's what happens. Well, I get forgiven of my sins because Jesus died on the cross. I get forgiven of my sins, and then I get the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to be my helper or my guide. And all of that is wonderful and good and true. But there's more. There's more that happens. So my human spirit is crucified with Christ. I am buried with Christ, and then I am raised to newness of life. So think about it. If you are still that same old person, that same old spiritual sinner that you were in Adam, but now, oh, you've got a Bible, and now you've got the Holy Spirit kind of telling you what to do, well, that wouldn't work. It wouldn't work because the Holy Spirit would be telling a spiritually dead person to please act better.
Yeah.
So what did God do? Well, Bob, you know, what he did was he raised us to newness of life. It's like he took a syringe and at the core of our being, he extracted that center part of us. He pulled out the old self. He pulled out the old man. He pulled out who we were in Adam. And then he put a new man in that syringe. And then he infused us with new life at the core. And then he said, you know what? Now my Holy Spirit fits with you. Now my Holy Spirit is compatible with you. Now my Holy Spirit is a perfect fit with who you are. And so that's what it means in Romans 6 when it says we're united with Christ. Mm-hmm. We are united with Christ in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. Yeah. You know, Paul says your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Right.
He says Christ is your life. So, Bob, you know, it's so important to know that we've got the Holy Spirit living in us, but I would say, you know, it's even better to realize that you also have a new human spirit that is like Jesus, that has new passions, new desires, and that's where that new heart is located.
Great answer. Appreciate that, Andrew and Aaron. Glad that you called. In the next couple of minutes, I think we can get to this call from Mark in Fort Worth. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air with Andrew Farley.
Great. Thank you so much. Really quick question, Andrew. Is it sufficient for a born-again believer to read the New Testament only, like the Gospels and the Epistles, et cetera, in the New Testament? Or is the Old Testament also, I don't know if it's say required, but is it necessary for a believer to read the Old as well?
Yeah.
You know, I know there's value in it, but I know some places they actually, like, you know, they give New Testaments to people, you know, missionaries, whatever. Here's a copy of the New Testament. And the Old Testament may not even be included with it, so...
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we got a couple minutes here. I mean, you know, you've asked questions like necessary and sufficient, and I think we need to highlight that the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is the Word of God. It's all inspired. It's all useful for teaching. We know that. The New Testament tells us that about the Old. In the Old Testament, we learn how we're created. We learn that we rebelled and God pursued us. We learn about God's wisdom. We learn about his passion and chasing after Israel, even in their rebellion. So the love and grace of God shines in the Old, but there's nothing like the cross. There's nothing like the resurrection. There's nothing like the end of the story. In the end, the whole Bible is all about Jesus Christ, and he is where we need to focus.
Mark, great question. Appreciate hearing from you. Hope you'll keep listening and call again if we can be a further help. So have a wonderful evening. Well, everybody, it's been good to be with you, and it's good to have Andrew with us. And I want to remind you that as we close today, be sure to order your copy of Andrew's book, Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. Again, you can find it at basicgospel.net/twisted. That's basicgospel.net/twisted. And if you have a question for our next broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. If you post your question overnight, you'll probably hear it answered on tomorrow's broadcast. So again, that's 844-322-2742, and that number is available 24 hours a day to serve you, our Basic Gospel listeners. Or you can conversely email your question to bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. I want to remind you also that we're streaming live video to both Facebook and YouTube every day, and we hope you'll take advantage of one of these venues to reach into the studio and be a part of it, Basic Gospel on YouTube and on Facebook. Well, now for Andrew Farley, for Bob Christopher and all this ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.